Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Well, today is actually Mother's Day for me while I'm recording this, so I thought I'd read to you from the May issue of the Christian Womanhood magazine. The article is called The Three C's of Motherhood by Mrs. Julie Tharp, who's from Michigan. Did you know that being a mother is a reward given to us from the Lord? There are days when we might question that reward. The Bible states that low children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. That's Psalm 127:3. To me, being a mother is one of the highest callings. There are times that I cannot believe that the Lord blessed my husband and me with 3 daughters and 2 sons. They all have different personalities, talents, and abilities. Although our children are all adults, my job as a mom continues. My role has merely changed slightly. God has built a nurturing nature in women. While visiting convalescent homes, I've watched some elderly women rocking baby dolls. Having the God-given gift of being a nurturing mother is something that even Alzheimer's cannot take away. A mother gives comfort when needed. The Lord Jesus himself is like a mother to us all. Isaiah 66:13 says, "As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you." 1 Thessalonians 2:7 also says, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children." To me, this verse is an image of a gentle mother who lovingly takes care of her child's every need and shows the closeness she has with her child. The meaning of the word cherish is to treat with tenderness, affection, warmth, and protection, to aid in growth or supplying nourishment. This definition reminds me of our dear Father in heaven and how he is so loving toward us. Being a mother is a full-time job. We should use wisdom in the daily upbringing of our children. Proverbs 24:3 states, "Through wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established." The first C is consistency. Being consistent is so important. We need to have fences to show the guidelines or rules for the home. For example, if something is wrong today, it is also wrong tomorrow. If the father has a rule or a standard about something in the home, it stays the same every day. This fence will aid in rearing a secure child. The child will never wonder from day to day what the new rule is for that moment because the rule has already been established. The next C is communication. I am sure you have heard the saying, communication is key. There is great truth to that statement. I found that a great time to talk with my kids is when I have them alone in the car. It gives me one-on-one time with them. We still have our car chats. We laugh a lot and sometimes share tears. I found car time was and still is the perfect time to communicate what's important to them to win their heart. We need to have our kids' hearts. When we have their hearts, there is less chance of having a child rebel. This same can also be said about adults. Have a close walk with the Lord will keep us on the right path and keep our hearts right. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." And finally, the third C is camaraderie. The definition of camaraderie is mutual trust and friendship among people who spend a lot of time together. A spirit of friendly fellowship. After years of making an investment in our children's lives, we reap the benefits. Now that my children are grown, I know of nothing sweeter than the fellowship we share. My kids are my friends. I am still their mother, but our relationship has shifted. There are no shortcuts in making a Christian home. We must first lay the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, then add wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the Bible. Consistency, communication, and camaraderie are also very important ingredients in building this foundation. I am so thankful the Lord allowed me to be a mom. Abraham Lincoln recognized the important role his mother had in his life and said this, "All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." A mother has the single greatest influence on a child's life. Ladies, let's not take our roles as mothers lightly. Seek the Lord and help guidance in these three C's aspects of motherhood. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Proverbs 31:28. What a great challenge to all of us today, just to remind us about our role as a mother and just to encourage us that, you know what, it is possible to learn new things about being a mother. So if there's anything that Julie challenged you with today, I hope you'll put it in practice right away. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.